producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Conversation. Maybe you've been listening already and know some of the things that are going on in the world that a lot of people may or may not be talking about, but if you know what's going on, you can talk about them and sound like the smartest kid on your block. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, who's working hard and feverishly to get things ready for this hour as we enter into another conversation, or the continuing conversation, about the life and times of Nancy Reagan. A lot of people talking about it, as well they ought to. Brings back memories of the Reagan era for a lot of people. Was she in the shadow of her husband? I don't think she was. In fact, there are many people, even though she was a very slight lady, who might have said that her husband was in the shadow of her because of her impact on what he did and how he thought and what came out of it that affected a lot of people. Many of you felt like your lives were impacted very positively during the Reagan years. Some of you think your lives were impacted negatively during the Reagan years. I guess that's what makes a horse race, and part of what people are thinking with regard to the current situation. Who will be the next president? Will he or she be a leader? Will they be a puppet? And if they're puppets, do they move over because their spouse has said something that influences them? And Nancy Reagan was very influential. And so we continue our current, there was a certain coronation, as I was listening to some of the conversation yesterday on radio and television programs. It was like she was a queen or something. She was a highly motivated individual, let's put it that way. Here's a reporter, Mike Watts is his name, from L.A., talking about the outpouring of well wishes for the family coming from pretty much everybody.
Definitely across both parties, everybody weighing in, especially the Washington elite on both parties. Nothing but wonderful things to say about Mrs. Reagan. And certainly out here, we're expecting large crowds. They're figuring out what the process is going to be for her memorial at the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, a little west of L.A. But they're expecting tens of thousands of people here throughout the week before she is laid to rest next to her husband.
All right, so here's something that came from a radio program on our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, a host named Scott Voorhees, reflecting on his memories of Mrs. Reagan as Voorhees grew up in the 80s.
Nancy Reagan is the standard of what constitutes a first lady. Class, dignity, and mostly it was the just say no. I mean, the only time we really ever as kids saw Nancy Reagan was in school, elementary school, when they'd have flyers or a TV commercial or a special or something that would have the First Lady Nancy Reagan saying, now just say no to drugs, just say no. And because of Nancy Reagan, during her entire time in office, I did just say no to drugs. And this is also because, let's see, when they left office, I was 12. So, admittedly, there wasn't a lot of opportunity for me between the ages of 4 and 12 years old to do drugs. But, you know, I'm the same age as Drew Barrymore, and she was doing drugs during that time. So it could have happened. It could have happened for me. But that's really my recollection, just kind of watching that as a kid.
Watching it as a kid. He wasn't a kid then. I liked Ronald Reagan. I liked the way he made us feel. I voted for him. Voted for him twice. I was happy to vote for him twice. I voted for George Bush, the father, once. And they're the last Republicans I voted for. It was a good feeling, a good era. And it was kind of, I mean, not that she's her passing at the end of an era, because that era kind of ended when you can argue Bill Clinton was president, certainly ended when George Bush was president, and has not improved any under the current president, in my opinion. You have your opinion. Share them with us. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Lots of comments about Nancy Reagan coming from a lot of the people who listen to this program and elsewhere. This is another a portion of a conversation on KFAB. Hal Daub, who was in Congress during the Reagan presidency, talked about the legacy that he thinks Nancy Reagan left.
It was a pretty fun time, the 8 Reagan years from 81 to 89. And Nancy Reagan was a very big part of the president's life, and then, of course, in the life of our country. 94 years young as she passes, the country mourns the loss of this person who wasn't only the first lady, but she was a very accomplished person in her own right, with a great acting career and, 10 or 11 major films, and went on to be a companion and wife to the governor of California, then the president of the United States, and always very involved in the politics of what was going on, but diminutive to the extent that she never, she made sure she didn't outshine or be too much of the picture of the president when the focus was on him. She was there to make sure he got good counsel, and she had his back.
She did have his back. I think there's no question about that. Isn't it interesting how so many people almost regalizing her, though? That's the way I feel as I listen to this. Here's Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's out campaigning, by the way, for John Kasich, offering his thoughts when a reporter asked him, what do you remember of Nancy Reagan?
Before I talk about my love affair with Ohio, I just want to say briefly and recognize the passing of Nancy Reagan today. She was one of the greatest first ladies, an extraordinary human being, and such a wonderful partner to her husband, to President Reagan, who was without any doubt one of the greatest presidents in the history of the United States. And I know she will join him now in heaven, and this love affair between the two of them will start all over again. So let's please have a moment of silence for Nancy.
All right. You can address it, observe it any way you want, but it is something that lots of people are talking about. We continue with that in that vein. This is In Depth on this hour of Good Day at 14 past the hour.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Control, do you like mortgages? Negative. Over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative. Over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening. Over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in 3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33. Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
It's 17 half the hour. Trusted advisor to her husband, fierce guardian of his image, supporter of his efforts to make the country better. Mrs. Reagan buried, going to be buried next to her husband at the presidential library. I think about a lot of things. We all think about a lot of things. And some of the things that were generated yesterday on the program are worth repeating. Here's Howard, a caller from Illinois, on Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Reagan was a wonderful woman, a queen in her own right. She was a wonderful wife because Ronald Reagan never strayed. There was no scandal, and she always conducted herself as elegant as any presidential wife ever did. And that speaks a lot for the fact that she was effective in whatever she did in her personal relationships. So I would say she was really a queen in her own right.
All right, let's replay a couple of other conversations with people from yesterday. Here's Constance calling in from Alabama.
I remember Nancy Reagan. Number one, she was very nice. She was warm, very kind woman, humble. And I remember her as doing the Just Say No to Drugs program, which was very successful and still goes on. And I also remember her as taking care of her husband during Alzheimer's. And I think that gives you a very nice perception of her as being a wonderful person and a woman and a wife to her husband.
Yeah. All right, and here's one more of these calls that we captured from Carl, who's in Montana. His reflections on Nancy Reagan, not quite the same as most of the other calls.
I know she must have been a good lady somehow, some way, but her and her husband, they have rocked our world, every one of us, with this trickle-down economy and everything. When she did that Just Say No thing, instead of going into a hospitalization plan and a plan to take care of people's health, she went into a punitive plan. She wanted to put everybody in jail. They built this big, huge border crossing in San Diego with, like, I don't know, about 32 entrances. And then they had this operation, this first one they put on. And they finally found one joint, and they spent, like, billions of dollars. I never saw a woman who helped spend more of our taxpayers' money and do less for the poor. I'm sorry I got bad things to say about her.
Well, it's your experience, your values, you're entitled to your opinion. It may not be the mainstay of opinion, but you certainly are entitled to it. There are a lot of people, frankly, who blame her because she was an elitist for some of the things that happened to certain programs that were important in our country. She did have that much influence, but man, she didn't have enough influence to override her husband's decision after he was influenced by Rumsfeld and Cheney to not get involved in alternative sources of energy and keep our dependence on Middle Eastern oil. That was not anything that we can look back on and be happy about. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Flowetry with Flow.
Garrett Bussier is a former baseball player, but he was struck in the side of the head by a baseball, had a concussion. His career path was forced to take a huge turn. Right now, he operates the website healingyourhead.com and is the neurosciences manager for Seriscan, the company in Denver that I'm so close to and so happy to be talking about because of what they found out with me. How that's led me to change my lifestyle somewhat. And I was never involved in professional sports, but I did get hurt badly as a three-year-old, and it's affected my brain and what goes on in my brain, and you can all chuckle as much as you want to about what goes on in my brain. But this is serious stuff, and because you've done such a great job, I wanted to highlight you for a few minutes here, Garrett. Thanks for joining me on Good Day.
I appreciate it, Doug.
Tell me about your website, first of all, healingyourhead.com. What would one see if one went there?
Well, I was inspired to put together this website, healingyourhead.com, based on, of course, like you had mentioned, my own experience with a head injury. You know, and during my recovery, I became really sort of obsessed with, anything that could help me to kind of move forward, to kind of propel me forward along this healing path. And, you know, I found that I was aggregating all these great resources that it just didn't seem like people were aware of. And I thought, what better way to make them known to others than to write them down in a book and then to have them as an offering on my website. And so that's become sort of my passion over the past 10 years ever since this injury is to really just facilitate information for those who could generally benefit from it.
So you've been through the brain test at Seriscan. What did it tell you about your brain past and present and future?
Well, it told me that typically a concussion or a mild traumatic brain injury is a reflection of low blood flow. And so I, following this injury, had low blood flow to some really important areas as they pertain to cognition. One of the areas was what's known as Broca's area, right there in the left part of your temple, and your temporal lobe or your temporal lobe meets your frontal lobe, and that has to do with language and language execution. I also had issues with my temporal lobe, so my memory and learning centers were affected to a certain degree. And you know, it kind of told me that something here is tangibly wrong, and that's kind of discouraging at first, but I think the great takeaway is that the human brain is quite malleable, and it's capable of immense change and healing and restoration. And so I did a follow-up scan after I put myself through this Healing Your Head program, and actually saw that a lot of the blood flow deficits that I had had begun to improve, and to improve quite significantly in a pretty short amount of time. It was just 10 weeks.
So what was it that you did? Did you change what you eat? Did you change sort of an exercise? Or what bring oxygen to your brain? What did you do?
Well, that's a really good question, and you know, the beet juice commercial that we just all heard is actually a principle that is really helped me along my recovery. My vegetable of choice was obviously lots of them, but the one that helped me quite a bit was arugula. Arugula tends to be high in nitrates, which, like you said, convert to nitric oxide and help with circulation and healing and that sort of thing. And so it seems pretty obvious and straightforward. If you have low blood flow, that's usually reflective of low circulation. Well, how do you amplify circulation? Well, eating the right types of foods is one, reducing inflammation by way of eating those anti-inflammatory type foods.
All right, we got about 30 seconds. What do you tell your children about engaging in these sorts of contact sports?
Well, you know, it's a tough question because, you know, the sport that I played isn't necessarily a contact sport, and I got hurt. So, you know, it's kind of difficult to say. All I can say is that despite what does happen in the event that someone is concussed in football or in hockey or in baseball, there are a lot of things that one can do to restore themselves to get health. And so
it isn't the end of the line. Yeah.
It isn't the end of the line, and your brain is malleable. So.
HealingYourHead.com or Saraskan.com. Garrett Bussier here with us on Good Day. Excellent information. 51 after the hour.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
In the news, Kelly Cuoco's tattoo and you. This is Dr. Seamus on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Kelly Cuoco, one of the stars of the TV mega hit The Big Bang Theory, got married and before you could catch your breath, got divorced. Unfortunately for her, she got the date of her wedding tattooed on her back. Great memento when you're in love, but not so great when divorcing. To cover up the let's not forget I got married tattoo, she sports a giant moth in glorious technicolor. Here's the thing. Once you get a tattoo, consider it permanent because it is. DCOC advice, even with the latest technology, the picosecond laser removing tattoos is an unsolved problem and an expensive one. Your $50 tattoo can quickly turn into a several $1,000 removal job and frequently with less than ideal cosmetic appearance. Makes you want to think twice before inking your skin. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, Dr. Chambers on Call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Time is 33 after the hour, so today is another one of those election days. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend Kara Schillen. We're up to our ears in the presidential race. Some of us are tired of a lot of it. I think maybe the most significant thing today actually is the announcement that Michael Bloomberg is not going to run for the White House. There had been a lot of speculation, certainly on my part and many other people, who were hoping, frankly, that he would run because we find the choices between Trump and Mrs. Clinton to be not in the best interests of the country overall. I will tell you at this moment in time, if it were a race today between Trump and Hillary Clinton, I would vote for Donald Trump. I would hold my nose. I think there's a lot of stuff going on. There's speculation floating around, however, and I've talked to some of my friends. I had three or four conversations along this line yesterday because the conversation started on Good Day yesterday. The conspiratorialists who think that there's a deal between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to get her to be president. And the Trump, the moniker, the responsibility, the way he normally acts in business is nothing like what is presenting itself in all of these various ways. So people are wondering, why is he acting like this? Because people will, even though there is so much focus on change, people are so upset and angry. And those are the people who are responding to Donald Trump and ignoring the rest of his hijinks. And so if that's the case, and what really is going on? Why has he changed so much? Or why is he changing? That's a question I think that hasn't been answered, but those who want to speculate on the reasons for it find that's plausible. What do you think? Is that plausible or not? Trump has unveiled a new anti-Rubio commercial to compete with the avalanche of negative ads running against him. You know, the Koch brothers spent $25 million to buy radio time in Florida to try to get Trump pushed out of the way. I believe that he's 8 points ahead of Rubio. And so, you know, the primaries in Michigan and Mississippi today, also a primary, Republican primary in Idaho, and a Republican caucus in Hawaii. A week from today, there are primaries in Florida, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio. Here's political editor Steve Chagrinis from CBS talking about the fact that Michael Bloomberg decided not to run for the presidency.
It was interesting, his sort of harsh criticism of Trump and Cruz, very harsh criticism of Trump and Cruz, and suggested that throwing the election into the hands of Congress to decide, a Republican Congress, would elect eventually elect Cruz or Trump, and he definitely didn't want to see that happen. I also thought it was really interesting, frankly, that I'm not sure anybody expected at this point that he would do this. This is very clear when he first started floating this idea. That it was sort of predicated on the fact that this would be a Trump or Cruz versus Bernie Sanders election. And I think we've seen Sanders stumble a little bit with Clinton looking like she's going to get the nomination of the Democratic Party. I think that closes the window a little bit for Bloomberg in the sense that you know, he felt, I think, that he would have had a better opportunity to take some votes away, or to actually get some votes if both Sanders and or Trump or Cruz were in this race.
What do you think? There are a lot of characters involved here. Cenk Uygur and Anna Kasparian, along with John Iandarola from the Young Turks, talked about Bernie Sanders having the best line at last night's Democratic town hall.
Best line of debate.
I believe that health care is a right of all people. I believe that there is something wrong when we are spending...
Where did that right come from in your mind?
Being a human being. I believe that if she is poor and you are rich, she is entitled to the same quality health care that you have because she's a human being.
I love that line.
Yeah. Okay. It's nice and simple. It's a winning line and well delivered.
It's almost as if we have rights to, like, liberty and the pursuit of happiness and one other thing. I don't know what. There's something, though. There's something.
Wait a minute. I think I might have seen that in a document somewhere.
Property.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
What was also effective about that line was how quick it came out of him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, okay, so why? Where does that come from? Because I'm a human being. Yeah. I love that because it's authentic. It's who he is as a person, and it shows what his character is.
Character. Well, I guess it depends on your point of view. I don't know. I think rights and responsibilities and all that sort of thing, you may have a right, and I think there's something to be said for that, that people ought to have. They're not ever going to, no matter what, normalize or equalize or everybody has the same, but having access to some that's affordable. I had my one of my annual reviews with one of the doctors that I go to every year for physical and consultation, that sort of thing. Spent an hour and 40 minutes with him yesterday talking about, he's a concierge doctor, very little insurance pays for what he does. He does accept Medicare and that sort of thing, and some insurance plans. But you got to go get the stuff yourself. He'll charge you, and then you go back and get the insurance. He saves 4 people on his staff. This is a small doctor's office. I think there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, maybe 6 that work in the office, and that's it. But if he were to have, if he were to take insurance from the normal sources in order to do the paperwork to comply with the rules, he'd have to have 4 more people on his staff. That's just not right. It isn't. Why should that be? We're so, and this is what Trump is talking about. And people who are sophisticated and who are unsophisticated both feel the same way. They don't know why necessarily that they feel this way, but the workings of government have slowed down commerce to the point where it is almost creeping along. Yeah, you see the jobs report yesterday. I think 214,000 jobs were added as the year began, and everybody said, "Wow, what a great sign that is." Well, look at the kind of jobs there. Not that any job is not good because jobs are better than not having jobs. But what are we paying people for what their skills are? And I don't believe in a minimum wage. I think you get paid what you deserve to get. But then you can't get health care because of the way the system works. You can't, it just isn't possible unless you really, I mean, look at Bernie Sanders' tax proposals. The people who are in the upper brackets now paying, I think, 34, 35, 36%, he wants to double that. So that two-thirds of your income, if you happen to be rich or fortunate enough to have money, will go to people who don't have money. And in many circumstances, you can make a great argument that this country is built on people having the initiative to go out and start businesses and work hard. There's no incentive under that sort of frame, and it just it doesn't work here unless you want to totally change the country. If that's the case, well, you're welcome to it. I'm moving someplace else. People say, wow, that's good. How about that? Let's get Doug on it. Here's John Ward, senior political correspondent from Yahoo News, talking about the increasing likelihood of a brokered Republican convention.
The odds are higher than a normal presidential year, and we've gotten far enough along into the cycle where, into the primary cycle where it's actually worth talking about. You know, it's a note of caution to say that anytime there's any sort of contested primary, including the last one in 2012, where Rick Santorum, if you remember, did, you know, give Mitt Romney kind of a run for his money in the March. Anytime you have that, you have people talking about a contested or a brokered convention. What makes this year a little bit different, and the chances a little higher, is that you have not just two candidates, but four, and you have a pretty strong consensus among a pretty large number of Republicans, a pretty large contingent of the Republican Party, that one of those candidates, Donald Trump, should not be the nominee. So while you have John Kasich, the Ohio governor, you have Marco Rubio, the Florida senator, and Ted Cruz, the Texas senator, who are all, you know, running in a campaign that is semi-popular but not as popular as Trump's, each of them is potentially going to take votes and win some states and get some delegates and basically deprive Donald Trump of the delegates he needs to claim the nomination.
You think the powerful and rich are going to be able to pull that off? Listen, it is. That's who it is. The Koch brothers. This is the Koch brothers running the country. One of them should run for president behind the there. But do you, either Cruz or Rubio are disasters. I don't get why some of you like these, but why you've been snowed. And people say the same thing maybe about Trump. Well, so does that leave Hillary Clinton as the only possible choice? You see that sort of shaking out a bit here. 44, is it 40? Almost 40. 43 and change past the hour on this hour of Good Day.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to scorebig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's scorebig.com, promo code 200. Scorebig.com, promo code 200.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, up next here, 47 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, the Erin Andrews case. She's been awarded $55 million from the owner of the hotel in Nashville, the Marriott chain, ultimately responsible because it's their logo, even though the chain is locally owned. There are franchises in, well, not only Nashville, but everywhere. And so the $75 million lawsuit against the stalker has been resolved. Here's Anna Werner, who's a reporter on the scene, talking about the jury decision.
The jury deliberated for just a single day and then came back with that award, finding both her stalker and the owners and operators of the hotel here in Nashville at fault. Now, that verdict came 8 years after her stalker, David Barrett, shot naked video of Andrews through a peephole in her hotel room door. He then posted those videos online where they were seen by millions of people. Last week, Andrews gave tearful testimony talking about how all of this has affected her. She said she suffered humiliation, embarrassment, and shame. Now, the attorneys for the two companies that run the hotel could not tell me tonight how their case went wrong. They said they haven't been able to talk to the jurors yet, but those two companies will be responsible for nearly half of that $55 million award. Her stalker, Barrett, is legally responsible for the rest of the money. We watched tonight as the jurors left the courtroom. Andrews thanked each one of them personally on the way out. A couple of them reached out to hug her, one even asking for her autograph.
People are amazing, aren't they? The reality is she was awarded $55 million. She'll get half of it from the hotel chain and the owner of the hotel, and she won't get any more. That's it. She'll get 20. They'll contest it and go back. She's going to end up with maybe $20 million bucks. Maybe. She ain't going to get anything out of that guy in jail. He doesn't have anything. Here's legal analyst Jim Todd explaining why she was awarded $55 million instead of $75.
She can point to some distress that she's going to have the rest of her life, but she can't put a monetary figure on it. And so that's why the jury came back with a lesser figure.
All right, here's Mark Dedman, an attorney that represented the Marriott chain, continuing to insist that the hotel isn't liable.
Well, the facts of this case, again, we have always taken the position, our clients have, that this was a crime and Ms. Andrews was a victim of a crime. That has not been in dispute. The question here was, who did that? We all agreed Mr. Barrett did that. The question was whether the hotel management company and or the owner of the hotel also were involved in that terrible act that Mr. Barrett committed because of an issue in the law called foreseeability. The hotel industry changed as a result of this. Subsequent to Mr. Barrett doing this, and keep in mind, this had never happened before and hadn't happened since. There are all kinds of measures that were undertaken after this was discovered, what Mr. Barrett had done, that have already been implemented. And as a result of that, again, it has not been repeated.
Really? If you check out the podcast of Inside Edition from last night, you'll find that's not the case at all. In fact, just the opposite. They have been checking to see if Marriott has changed security measures, and they haven't changed a thing. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 past the hour. Listen to that. Wait a minute. Where's the money pit?
Money pit.
There it is. Now we know. Time for Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, nationally syndicated every weekend all around the country. But people can hear you. Didn't you do a podcast of that as
we
well?
Do. Get, we do. Yeah. We do a podcast.
We have to go to MoneyPit.com to find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can subscribe from MoneyPit.com. You can
money? It costs iPhone. Money?
Money
you have to pay?
Free. It is free.
Oh, okay. Free. That's what yep. I was hoping. Jeepers creepers. All right. So there are a lot of people who write in to get advice. I was going to say questionable advice. They send in questions. And the advice may be questionable.
May or may not be questionable.
Yeah, right.
It's
but the fan's not here to screw this up. So we're going to get to a couple of your letters, right. Your questions for Tom in just a moment here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, we're up to almost 56 past the hour. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is here, and one of the listeners named Garrison has an oceanfront home he has a question about. He says, Tommy, his porch rail is made from wood that isn't holding up well, so he ought to, well, he's thinking he's got to replace it. Does he use more wood, or does he use something else?
You know, it really depends on how you feel about sort of the classic architecture of your present home. Certainly, you're in a very moist, damp environment, Garrison, so your paint job on a house that's exposed to the ocean is going to probably last you about 5 years. And, you know, if you were inland, it could last you, you know, 7, 8, even 10 years. But right on the water there, probably 5 years is what I would expect to get out of it. But there are a lot of composites, Doug, that are out today that look an awful lot like wood and really have no degradation whatsoever because they're not organic. Now, they are a little more expensive, but Garrison, if you're living on the ocean, I imagine you could probably afford it.
Right. There you go.
And you will have much less maintenance.
On my farm, I think I told you this. This past, I had a sort of eagle's nest on the back side of the house where I would go out from the big bedroom and look and see where the cows were and that sort of thing.
That's
and
exciting.
And fixing up my house. Yeah. Well, I wanted to fix it, but I sold my house, and I wanted to fix it up. So I used that composite material for the floor. Very good. Very easy to work with. Really solid. I think it's something to be had. Now, I bought another house, so I got to have you come up and check it out with me to tell me what I have to do to fix it.
Yeah, we can do that. You know, the composites cut like wood, and use the same tools. You can even, if you want to paint them, you can. I don't know why you would. But the interesting thing is if you do paint them, Doug, the paint actually lasts longer because they're not organic. They don't absorb the moisture, so it doesn't have that kind of wear and tear.
Here's a listener named Liz who has discovered that the refrigerator she has in her home has a water line. It's been leaking. The concern she has is that previous owners laid the tile down and the wood flooring on top of a layer of other tile. Man, this is a tile. Woof, what a
like
mess.
A sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you do that? Anyway, is there water trapped there, do you think?
Well, listen, the concern I would have, Liz, is the structure. If the structure is intact and there's no rot that has impacted the structure, you don't feel it to be spongy or weak. If you look underneath, you don't see any rot. I wouldn't be concerned about the water trapped inside of it because that will dry out. You know, due to physics, it'll just work its way right out of that lumber. So it's not like it's going to be in there forever. And, of course, repairing the leak is essential. You don't want it to continue to saturate. Now, interestingly, Doug, if this has happened all of a sudden, if it was a sudden dispersal, that would be covered by homeowner's insurance. The fact that she says that it was slow over time might take her out of the running, but it would be worth also talking to your insurance company, Liz, see if they'll cover it.
Yep. All right. Sound advice from the man who's the author of the book, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. It is an adventure listening to The Money Pit with Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti every weekend all around the country. This is the Doug Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.